Y'all like jokes? So there's this whorehouse. And one rainy, lonely evening, this man and his dog walk in. And he says, "Madam, I have no money, but could you show some compassion to a blind traveler and his companion?" And she's like, "Well, look, buddy, we just aren't giving away pussy for free around here. We're trying to turn a profit." And he says, "Well, then I got a bet for you. I bet I can take one of your ladies into the other room, eat her pussy, and tell you the color of her hair." So she takes the bet, and they go in the room. They do the thing. Dog just waits outside. He comes out smoking a cigarette, says, "Madam, right there, you got a brunette." And he was right. And she's baffled, and she says, "Fine, the pussy's free, but you got to tell me, how did you do that?" And he said, "Easy, lady. The dog's blind. I'm just his traveling companion." What strip club I'm going to go to now that Club Zeus is closed? I love that place. It was disgusting, but I liked it. I went over there one time. They was charging $2 to get inside. I swear it was a dollar for every good boob in the house. And they wasn't even on the same chick. They got old chicks stripping in there, titties sagging all down, bra size 32 long. I thought I was at the VD clinic. I was waiting in line to get my AIDS test. I ended up on stage. One of the ladies was dancing for me. She thought she was going to give me a little something extra. She pulled her panties to the side. And I guess I must have been spacing off for some time because the bouncer taps me and says, "Hey, you got to go." And I said, "Sorry, dude, I'm thinking Arby's." You guys remember that commercial, Arby's? I'm thinking Arby's from 10 years ago. That was their slogan. That's when I wrote that joke.